First, Coca-Cola Enterprises announced a merger that will lead to Atlanta having one less Fortune 500 company, but make it the largest independent bottler of Coca-Cola's products. Then the Coca-Cola Company announced a new president and COO, a position that has not existed since 2007. James Quincy clearly is being positioned as a possible successor to Muhtar Kent. Whenever a pebble is thrown into the Coca-Cola pond, it sends ripples, if not waves, of concern in Atlanta. Few cities and companies are more intertwined than Coca-Cola and Atlanta, a relationship that dates back to 1886. And when it comes to CCE, it is amazing that Atlanta has been its headquarters for this long. The bottler's business has been in Europe since 2010, but Atlanta never likes the prospect of losing a Fortune 500 company. And even more importantly, there are few executives who have been more involved in the community than John Brock, the CEO of CCE. He's chaired the Metro Atlanta Chamber, and he currently is chairing Georgia Tech's $1.5 billion capital campaign and the Commerce Club Board. And his wife, Mary Brock, is a co-owner of the Atlanta Dream, the WNBA basketball team. Brock is slated to be the CEO of the new Coca-Cola European Partners, which will be based in London. But it is not yet known what will happen to the 125 CCE headquarter employees in Atlanta, or what the future relationship between the Brocks and Georgia will be. At 67, Brock could be looking to complete the merger, expected to close in the middle of next year, before retiring from the company. Meanwhile, James Quincy is planning to move from London to Atlanta later this fall. Although Quincy began his Coca-Cola career in Atlanta in 1996, he has worked mostly outside the United States, in Latin America and in Europe. But Coca-Cola Company CEO Muhtar Kent said there's no cause for concern. Kent told reporters Thursday morning, "We are all deeply committed to our home of 129 years. After all, Kent said that when he returned to Atlanta to run the company in 2007, he had been away for 25 years. For his part, Quincy said he is looking forward to getting reacquainted with Atlanta, saying the weather will be warmer than in London. Atlanta has weathered leadership changes at the Coca-Cola Company multiple times over the years. So, here we go again.